Surprise! Hello everyone, and welcome to the November contest recording. As you can probably tell, we're switching up judging this season. Judges are going to alternate for happy fun time critique extravaganza. Solar, I know you didn't want critique, and I'm sorry for your loss. But I think it might be a skill worth cultivating to bleed on the page and then treat it like any other work. Being able to express yourself well in emotional extremes can be very cathartic, and being able to distance yourself enough to edit is important to that. As to the poem itself, surprisingly poignant for its length. The last limerick is really forced in terms of meter. So here, take the mic, could be dialogue, and that would make it more clear. But as is, it's forced and breaks the fourth wall in a way that detracts from the piece. Technically, otherwise, it's pretty great. It conforms to the structure without sacrificing too much in terms of content, which I know is a potential pitfall of form poetry. But back and axe don't really rhyme. Humor is also hard, but this does it well and amused me. Welcome, and I hope we see more from you. Kayashiro. Okay, first, using the epithet the male is kind of awkward. Boy would work really well, especially since he's a kid. I can understand not wanting to give anything away about him, being a ghost or not, but I think it wouldn't be that much of a fact claim about him. Also, yo, addressing commas are a thing. I know the American education system has some horror of teaching people actual English, so here's what they are. When you get to the part of a sentence where you're showing that you're talking to someone, there's a comma before their name. There's also a comma after the name if there's more than one part of the sentence. So, like, a sentence where you're talking to Steve would go, like, hello, comma, Steve, comma, how are you? Or, Steve, comma, I saw you at that thing last night. Or, put down the gun, comma, Steve. It's a distinct grammatical form from talking about someone. The addressing comma, it's important. You also used the wrong there, and your dialogue punctuation is pretty off. If you can, find somewhere to review that, maybe. Otherwise, we frequently have people in the thread who are more than happy to critique. I liked that the ghost bit wasn't established until the end. It added a lot of impact. I think you could have dispensed with the last line, though, because you have a lot of really understated build-up, and using heavily emotionally coded language detracts from the subtlety you had going. There's obviously a lot of creativity there, and I hope you stick around, because improving your mechanics could make you stellar. £2. People need to stop sending in poetry when I'm judging, not that any of you knew, since I really can't say dick about it most times. Excellent use of rhyme. It's not super overt, but adds to the flow of it. The meter's pretty driving, and it all flows well, except for the respect it is due line, which kind of tripped me up. Well done. Nothing else to say. Frosted. Hey, a probable typo gives me an opening for another one of my favorite topics after addressing commas. Words like blonde and brunette are gendered, which is why proofreading is just as important as spell check. So, like, blonde has no E at the end when talking about a man, and has an E for a woman, because French is the devil and the Normans were worse. A couple minor mechanical things, too, which would have benefited from proofreading. I'm sorry I couldn't help, though you see why now. And this next bit departs from simple critique and gets more into theory, but stay with me, because even if you end up not agreeing, it's something to consider. You only describe one person's body type. Like, everyone else is very loosely described, and it's stuff like sweaty or bleeding. Stuff that's immediately relevant. You describe one person's body type. She's the only unambiguously nasty person in the story, and she is described as obese. By having her as the only person whose body type is described, and describing her that way, you're linking fat and evil. Like how most Disney villains are queer-coded. It's stuff that one doesn't think about until one does, and it's kind of disquieting thereafter, at least for me. I liked the setup, and the part where the whole setup seems like a kind of curse, but there are no other fantasy elements, and it's grounded in the real world by sirens and grocery stores. Very nice magical realism. Utora. I liked the structure of this, and how it was kind of deconstructed. It was an interesting breakup fic. It would have benefited from more concrete detail, though, and more emotional imagery. The physical layout did a lot in terms of conveying chaos, but could have been punched up just that extra bit. I really quite liked the repetition of lets at the end. Points are on the league standings page if you guys are interested. So now the December round is open, and you may or may not be surprised at the judge at the end of this month. And all that's left is for you to get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.